It's been an interesting year for National Hockey League fans. First of all, of course, the season was cut short after a long lockout. But now in Chicago, the Blackhawks are making up for lost time. They hold the record for the best start in NHL history. Last night, the Blackhawks faced off against the Edmonton Oilers, and reporter Laura Chulgin was there to see if Chicago's team could extend its streak.
Even though there are thousands of fans swarming the United Center here, you can't miss Vanessa Doran. In addition to her hockey jersey, she's decked out in Blackhawks-themed items that you probably didn't even know existed, like a plush hat in the shape of the Blackhawks mascot, Tommy Hawk.
It's a nice soft one, and it's got the legs hanging down over the ears to cover your ears, and it's got the Blackhawks patches on it.
And tucked under those hawk legs, she's sporting long, dangling Blackhawks-shaped feather earrings. Doran's been a fan for more than 40 years, so this season, when a messy labor dispute led to a months-long lockout, she felt strange.
It was an empty hole. It sounds so bad. I have children. I have adult children. I have family. I have a very full life, but yeah, it was just something was missing.
But now, the Blackhawks are back, and in a big way. The team hasn't lost a game in regulation all season. So now it's just a question of how long it can keep the streak alive. We're now up in the nosebleed section for the first period. The Oilers are up 1-0, and Chicago and Joe Boo is already pacing back and forth.
Do you get nervous when you watch?
No, I just get into it.
It's hard to believe he's not nervous.
Oh my goodness.
It's only Monday night, but like Joe, thousands of people are swaying and cheering as if it were a Saturday night playoff game. And when the Blackhawks score, the madhouse on Madison shakes. And the excitement is happening in living rooms and bars all across the Chicago area. Comcast Sportsnet, which airs the Blackhawks games, has seen its top five best ratings ever just this year for regular season games. And four of those broadcasts were in the past 7 days. Pat Boyle is the Blackhawks studio host, and he says he wasn't sure at first how fans were going to react after the lockout.
What I think happened was it created, with the schedule of 48 games in 99 days, every game means a lot more. And so to start your season right at the tail end of the NFL season, have every game count, and then get off to this record start, it was the perfect storm.
Boyle says there are a few reasons the team is this good this time around. First, there's been great goaltending, and a lot of the guys from the Stanley Cup winning 2010 team are still around.
Who's there? Oh, my goodness!
Back in the arena, it's the end of the third period. Blackhawk Victor Stahlberg tied the game 2-2 with an early goal. And as the seconds in regulation time tick down to zero, everyone in the arena knows the game is going into overtime. And for Blackhawks fans, that means the streak is extended, since they didn't lose in regulation. Joe Boo's reaction is a little more subdued than some others here, but for a good reason.
True fans are not just here for the streak. We're here because we love the Chicago Blackhawks, and we just support our team.
Boo is here for the win, and lucky for him, he gets it. 1:44 into overtime, Marian Hossa knocks one in, and the Blackhawks take it 3-2. But there's one part of the Blackhawks streak that it's safe to say is in the back of every fan's mind. The last team to hold this record was the Anaheim Ducks in 2006, and they went on to win the Stanley Cup. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Chulgin in Chicago.